Dirt roads to rock crawling, two-buck chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 46 at the home studio with Clorox disinfectant wipes and a N95 mask on Lorenzo. Chris is here about 10 feet away from me, so we are practicing social distancing.
Yes, sir.
We've maxed out our cords here on our mics so that we could be as far away as possible.
We could have used the wireless ones, and I could have been in the garage.
Oh, that would have been even better. Why didn't we do that? Damn it. All right. I told Chris, I said, we have to do this. Well, we're in the same room because the last episode sucked.
Yeah. Apologies to our listeners.
It was Lorenzo's idea.
Super producer Lorenzo in the house. So we had to do it over Skype, or we decided to do it over Skype because of the whole, COVID-19 BS thing. Well, it's not BS. It's getting kind of scary, actually. But we're not going to really talk about that today.
We're going to keep this positive.
We're doing what we need to do. We're all surviving. Well, most of us are surviving. And, it's good.
Yeah. So, we're taking our precautions here and doing this the right way, I guess, if there is a right way. But I watched Mike and Max's podcast, and they were sitting right across from a little cocktail table.
They were holding hands. Were they holding hands, too?
Now Mike took extra precaution. He had a helmet on, a Trojan helmet of some sort. And nobody knows why, or, he's just goofing on all of us. Nobody made mention of it. He made a slight reference, in the podcast. But if you actually watch, I just scanned through their videos real quick, YouTube.
I just listened to them.
You have to watch some of the videos to kind of understand what's going on, because there's a lot of background stuff going on that if you don't watch the video, you don't know.
Right. Well, that's their thing.
And then while we're on that subject of Mike and Max, Max was there. You could see him on the video. So he is apparently a living person.
No strings, mannequin strings.
I didn't see any strings at all. Stuff. No? Yeah. Okay. But he was drinking Old Elk and Sprite, which just pains me to say.
What did you say?
Old Elk. I can't even say it. Mixed with Sprite. I can't even say it again. I can't say it. I wouldn't even mix Jack Daniels with Sprite.
No.
So you take good whiskey. No. I felt bad about taking Blanton's shot,
I saw that and I was like, that's the really good
but
stuff.
But you know what? I have one thing this in these times, it's like, what if this is the end of the world?
I've got
all this great alcohol. I need to start drinking it. So I'm like, hell, if you're going to take a shot, might as well do something really good. And, Blanton's is pretty freaking good. So did the take a shot, send a shot challenge.
Right.
We were originally called out by Jeff at the Rogue Adventure.
Yep.
On Instagram. He has that show, Brotherhoods of Brew. Have you watched that yet?
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. So I need to get caught up on a few more episodes. But, he goes around wheeling in his Dodge, getting stuck because that's what Dodges do.
No.
And then goes to these breweries and stuff, which is super cool. If we had a TV production crew, I could see us going to distilleries and doing the same thing.
Do you know how much data that uses?
No. Oh, I know. A lot of data and a lot of editing. But
Anyway,
so he called me out like earlier in the week, or us. I took one for the team, I guess you could say. I was like, oh crap, I gotta do this take a shot challenge.
Right.
So I did that Friday night. We're recording on Saturday. And I had a one man party basically going on in my backyard. I was tired of being in the house.
You had the disco lights going.
I did. I had my lighting in my backyard has like 30,000 different colors per light, so I can do some crazy landscape lighting back there because
perfect. Jason money.
No, when you're in the business, you got to have demos for your clients here. So, anyways, if fired up the waterfall, fired up the pizza oven for some ambiance, you know, a little smoky wood fire going, and get it preheated for tonight. I'm going to cook some pizzas tonight.
Sweet.
And, yeah, barbecued up some chicken last night. But anyways, back to this take a shot, send a shot. So I sent it out, and I'm like, okay, I got to tag a bunch of people.
Yeah, you
just
do.
Just to see. And
spread the love.
Of course, Amber Turner had to be on there.
Oh, of course.
She did the challenge earlier in the week, and I knew she'd be a gamer, and she was, I mean, within minutes, she was right there responding with a shot of
double shot.
Crown. Double shot of Crown. It was a double shot. I poured a hefty shot of, it was a double shot of that Blanton's, and I'll tell you, that stuff is smooth and really good, but it's nice to sip it other
well,
than
it's a
shoot
sipping,
it.
It's a sipper.
Well, know, any, but, good, yeah. any good bourbon, you know, like Old Elk and stuff.
We don't even do shots
sipper.
Of Jack, you know? I mean,
don't need to add training wheels to it either. But,
no.
So called out Mike at, you know, Keep It Simple. Off road there.
Yeah, we saw that one.
And you know, that was pretty good. He is clever. I gotta give him credit. You know, he had the bottle of Old Elk, popped the cork on it.
Yeah.
And then he had the little mini airline bottle of Fireball. Which I thought was pretty ingenious, and that's probably the Fireball shot that we got him for Christmas there.
Yeah. So
so that's good. But That just thinking about that. No. I don't know what's worse, drinking Fireball shot or mixing Old Elk with. I think mixing Old Elk. That's the worst. That's
well,
a sin.
You know,
that should
people
be
from Arizona.
That should be.
A little
you should get a fine.
Well, or yeah,
he should be fined. So I called out Max. Of course, nothing there because you know he's a hologram. Snail trail. I don't know. I'm assuming Jimmy will step up to that challenge. Tyler's too busy, you know, getting airplay on TV. And
yeah,
stuff.
He's a celebrity now.
He's probably in his makeup trailer and his Airstream
right,
makeup trailer.
Probably.
Because he needs a lot of makeup.
Yeah, well, they can even reach him.
I threw it out to Arturo as well. I haven't heard from him yet. He might be busy working on the race car or...
But I did see Ultra 4 Jones pop up.
Ultra 4
said,
Jones.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. He did. Yet. He responded right away, too, right after Amber, and said he can't do it for 14 hours or something. But I expect something from Ultra 4 Jones here.
He's on duty, so here you go, Kevin.
He was on a live stream.
Like a few days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago. I watched that with, Dirt, some guy in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know who that was, but I watched a few minutes of it, and then I peel away, but yeah.
No, that wasn't... Maybe I'm getting things crossed up. Maybe it wasn't Canada. Was it Dirt?
Eh?
Dirt something? I don't know. No! I am getting things crossed up. Jimmy did a podcast, a Snail Trail live feed with a guy in Canada.
Oh, I missed that completely.
Yeah, and then the other guy that interviewed Ultra 4 Jones was local.
Okay,
he was local
yeah.
to California here.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. I've been watching so much stuff with all this idle time, and I'm getting it confused. I haven't been drinking much up until yesterday.
What's with all these sheets of paper there? It says, all work and no play make Jason a dull boy.
That's right. Exactly right. I wrote it on the chalkboard
just
several times.
Just sits here and types it out page after page after page.
Is that a Simpsons deal?
maybe I need to leave.
Nice. Called out our buddy Rodney up there in the hills of Jackson, California.
Rodney.
And he did a shot. Yeah.
Rodney.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
The JK guy? Yeah. So he actually put down his latte and took a shot of Old Elk.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
But I told him he's got to post that on IG because it was on my private DM page there.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens.
Who else did I call out? Oh, I called out Walters, 14 on Instagram. No. Taylor?
He'll do it.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. He hasn't done it yet. Dave? Our podcast.
Dave will do it. He'll light it with a firecracker and launch it with a rocket.
He did. We did post up that video. I know. I've been scrolling through photos and I got to post up more stuff and found that one.
How are you going to do that Dave, shot with a rocket?
dumping bottle rockets into the Peter heater at KOH. That was awesome.
Oh, that was all sorts of jackass. Man, we need to be down there right now.
Skiotti on Instagram, my buddy Matt with Fernwood Cellars called him out. Haven't seen anything yet. You know, he's sheltering in place.
He's going to do a shot of wine.
He was on our last or two podcasts ago with the Warfield podcast. He was talking up there, wine with
Yeah.
He's got a good radio voice, too. We need to get him on. We should do an interview with him.
Well, when I drop dead from this disease, you can replace me with one of those guys.
Okay. There you go. So you got that going for you.
Well, yeah. You're always got to be auditioning. You got to be auditioning for new talent, right?
Well, I think CJ would be my first on the call list.
Well, there you go.
What if I drop dead? Who would you call?
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Okay.
CJ, I got to have somebody that's got personality. I don't know.
He's CJ's got a good personality. Yeah, he's quick. Wit. He speaks well.
Yeah.
I just he would definitely be Tyler, a better host. I can say that. No, Tyler talks too much.
No, I'd never get a word in edgewise.
You couldn't get a word in.
So, anyway.
See, at least I give you credit and call you co-host and everything.
Well, there you go. And Lorenzo, you know, he gives me a nod every once in a while and says, Chris, get in there. You got to get in there, Chris.
Yeah.
Shit.
So let's talk about, we got a couple more reviews since our plea on the last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So some people actually listened to that shitty podcast.
Well, yeah. Ooh,
and,
what's happened here?
And we got a couple reviews.
You want to go there right now?
Yeah, we could go there right now.
Sweet.
Oh, I just had it on my screen and it just blanked out. Nice. Freaking Apple.
Yeah, Apple
sucks.
Okay,
I'm coming.
All the stores are closed, so if you break your shit, you can't get it fixed.
Okay, here we go. I'm back. So, Bama Country Boy, we found out, is not our Georgia boyfriend.
No.
It's Brian.
Yeah.
So, Bama Country Boy 80. He's in Deetsville, Alabama. I bet he's got some stories.
What are you guys? What's your pastime in Deetsville? Is that like mud bogging and?
It's got to be some killer
fighting off those mosquitoes or what?
Yeah, in the summertime.
Woo! I was in Alabama once. I was there in September, and it was hotter than hell.
Oh yeah,
and humid like humid. Nobody's business.
Humid, right?
Where? What's the town we were in? What's that town called? Where Farm Links is? That was.
Yeah. Where is that? We got to get Lorenzo to look that up now that we're in the home studio.
Yeah. I'll get back to you on that.
FarmLinks is super cool. It's like Disneyland for golf course superintendents.
Sadly, it doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't, does it?
I don't think it happens anymore.
So they, what was the company that made fertilizer? Purcell. The Purcell family was freaking awesome. And they had built this golf course called Farm Links that was just beautiful. And then they had, I mean, they welcome you with Southern hospitality.
Sila Cagua.
Oh, that's right.
Sila Caga?
Yeah, it's a crazy name. I'm glad you're pronouncing it. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
And they had a driving range. They had a skeet shooting range.
Oh, yeah.
They had fishing poles that you could go out and fish their numerous ponds.
They had the lodge. Remember the lodge?
The lodge was awesome. The only thing was you couldn't drink. When I was there, they didn't allow alcohol.
When I went, we were drinking.
See, and then they started allowing beer and wine, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hard alcohol.
The shuttle driver that picked us up at the airport in, Birmingham?
Yeah, Birmingham. He flew into Birmingham.
We stopped at a liquor store, and our sponsors, because back then, you know, we would be sponsored by a vendor, and it was all expense paid trip,
right,
as long as you were a customer in good standing. And our vendors, we loaded up our shuttle bus with beer.
So
and
you had
booze.
To bring it in.
We had to bring it in. They didn't provide.
Okay, provide it.
Right,
but they would allow you to, because before they wouldn't allow you.
But when we were there, that was it was back in, I don't even know what year it was, but. The playoffs were going on. The Giants were in the playoffs, and they had the lodge, but then they had the other. I don't know if you were there when they had the other like condo style places that had kitchens and stuff.
Yes.
So there was a party put on in one of those, and we went there one night after dinner, and we watched the ball game, and we got pretty lit up. It was pretty cool.
That's cool. The dinners are so good there. The food, the Southern cooking. Oh, I love Southern food.
Catfish.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. The fried chicken.
Oh, my. Man, those were good times. And
good times.
I do remember, so the rooms, they paired you up with people, and then the one of their really good friends, and I was staying in the Gomer Pyle room.
Oh, I don't remember what room I was in.
Yeah, so it was where their buddy was Gomer Pyle, which is his real name was...
Gotta look that up now.
Lorenzo, we're keeping you busy. We're keeping you on
neighbors?
Your toes. Jim Neighbors.
Yeah, I didn't have to look that up.
That was just... awesome. Lorenzo, you're kicking ass today.
Right on.
So yeah, Jim Neighbors was a good friend of the Purcells.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, they had a lot of pictures and memorabilia and stuff. It was super cool. I mean, it was like you were going to stay at somebody's house. I mean,
absolutely.
It was super decorated,
absolutely,
to the nines, and unbelievable hospitality. One of the most unique vacations I have ever had.
It was awesome. And the golf course, pretty freaking special. Yeah,
minus the alcohol that we didn't have. It would have been a 11 plus trip for me, but it was like a 9 because we couldn't drink.
Yeah, no, I had a great time. We had the golf course. It was like 102 the day we played golf, and it was like 175% humidity. My roommate, the guy after the first day, I didn't see him again. He had heat stroke.
Oh no!
And they had to take him to the hospital.
Oh,
and I never saw him again.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he lived.
Yeah, but, I was gonna say, nice way to bring down a happy story.
But I mean, that's just my memory of Alabama being, and that was September. I can't even imagine what it's like in like July or August.
No, we were there late fall. I know, and it was, the weather was quite pleasant. And the fishing was good.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder how far Deetsville is from Sylacauga.
I don't know. Let us know, Bama boy.
Okay. Well, Bama boy, we sent you some a sticker. So coming your way. And let's see. Our next review here. Just a good waste of time. And this is from our local boy in Gilroy. So it says, so if you like wheeling and some good recommendations for really good libations, then you found a couple guys that can help you with that. When you listen, it feels like you just rolled into their camp and you just flopped down in your camp chair and they handed you a drink. That happens quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nobody goes thirsty in our campsite.
No.
Ever.
From Lorenzo keeping things flowing to their really good semi-liquored up interviews. Yeah. Yeah, it helps. It's lubrication. We call it podcast lubrication.
I don't have a drinking problem.
It's, of course not. You got wine in your glass right now. You don't have a problem.
No, I don't.
It's always good to, it's always a good waste of time. Cheers, fellas. So that was from our buddy Kenny, local boy here in Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world.
Woo-hoo! And not too far
still
from
pumping out garlic in this time of need.
Not too far from Hollister Hills either.
Not far from Hollister at all. Hopefully we get to see you on the 17th if this thing blows over by then.
Well, I'm hoping.
Hollister.
That's a good review, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So Alger Fab, ALGER_FAB on Instagram. So thanks, Kenny. Stickers in the mail, literally. I dropped it off this morning.
Checks in the mail.
All right, we got another one here from Fat Daddy. Don't know who this is. You need to send me a DM so I can send you a sticker.
I'm fat and I'm a daddy.
did you do this?
No. Okay. I did not.
So it says awesome. It's the title of it. Love this podcast. Chris and Jason are awesome. Helps me pass the time throughout my workday. And that is so true. And that's why I begin listening to podcasts.
Heck yeah.
And I have gotten some DMs from people thanking us for continuing the podcast in this time because it gives them some normalcy and
yes,
they look
sir.
Forward to hearing from us, which is crazy to me, but awesome. Thank you for listening, people, and keep the reviews coming.
Yes, sir.
I'm sending out stickers and making it happen. So there you go. What do you got, Chris?
Well, I don't know. So you can go through the Jeep updates, which is there's no update. I mean, I know you're going to bust my chops for it.
Dude, you have every... I know you're still working, but you're not working as hard as you should be this time of the year.
I'm working pretty hard.
And it's going to get crazy in the summer when the floodgates open here and everybody is allowed to go back to their normal lives. So you need to get this stuff done because... I'm telling you, dude, as soon as we get the all clear sign, the Jeep, the buggy, something of four-wheel drive is going on my trailer.
Uh-huh.
And the camper on the back of the truck, and I'm going wheeling.
Yes, sir.
And I don't even care if it's just Hollister. I'll go do a green trail at Hollister right now, which I think they're still open.
No camping, but you can go
Mike
to Hollister.
Mike Toronto went... with a couple buddies this week I saw, so they were out there having fun at Hollister.
It's just the mud doesn't intrigue me. But yes, you're right. I need to get wrenching.
And it eats clear coat.
I pulled the manual out for the compressor and I started reading through it to see what I gotta do.
We should go work on this thing. Can we work on it together? Or no, can we be 6 feet apart?
No, there's no way.
What do you mean there's no way?
I mean, I'd have to step away.
I could hand you tools.
One of those garbage picker
dipped in Clorox.
Perfect.
I mean, there's ways around this.
Perfect. No, it's just a matter of me getting it done. I got to get those new lift springs ordered up.
You still haven't done that?
I haven't done anything, dude. I've been sitting in my house curled up in a fetal position crying.
See, you need to take advantage of this opportunity because this is a unique opportunity to work on rigs right now and get stuff done.
There is truth to that, but I have been working my ass off at work because I'm a little short-staffed right now for
Leave here, you should go home and open up your garage and go work on the Jeep.
I gotta relocate it, move it over so I can do what I need to do.
Yeah, get the shit cleared out around it and start working on it.
Yep. So the other thing I've got to do,
I got
something
a couple
to work
things.
On. Your Warren winch.
Well, yeah. So my Warren XD 9000i, which is vintage.
30?
Late 80s, early 90s, like 90, 91.
So it's around 30 years old.
Yeah, but it still goes. I mentioned
the
previous podcast that it's grinding. It's making some grinding noises. So sure. Something's not happy inside. So I was looking at that. I mean, I got this thing bolted down super, obviously it's welded and tied into place with brackets and stuff.
It's not welded to the frame.
Well, no, it will unbolt, but my brackets are welded. I was impressed at, and it's held up over the years on that Jeep with numerous pulls, pulling people out and pulling myself out.
I can remember that one pull of those dudes that pulled into Hollister and that Tahoe.
With the Tahoe, the Chevy Tahoe,
they
and they
down
slid
muddy.
Down the hill.
and you were pulling from up the hill.
Dude, I broke my fair lead during
that. You did.
That
thing blew up, and I was in the line of fire.
Synthetic rope and the lower part of the fairlead because I was up high and they were down low, so it was putting crazy tension on that fairlead. And it was a Smitty built fairlead.
Yes, sir.
From Four Wheel Parts there, and it snapped that sucker like a toothpick.
Boy, if that hit somebody, that would.
And the guy, was like, dude, he handed me $100 or something, and I'm like, dude, I can't take your money. And he goes, well, you broke your shit, and I go, you know what? I'll take 20. I'll put $20 towards a new fairlead. So I had a different fairlead, so I put that on, and that was cool. But anyways, it's amazing. There was a tremendous amount of force on that.
No doubt.
I looked at how I'm going to, game plan how this thing's coming off. So it's coming off tonight.
Good.
I cleared off my workbench.
Okay.
I found a very cool YouTube video and also a step-by-step on a webpage of, exploding this thing apart and what to look for and stuff. Obviously, I think it's going to be pretty obvious if something's grinding that I'm going to find, something torn up in their planetary gear
something. Yeah. It's no lubrication. Or
I guarantee, the 30 years bearings. Dried out, something. Who knows? So it's pretty straightforward. It'll be a fun project. So I'll take some pictures and post that up on IG and get that going. And then the other thing that I have that I totally forgot about that I ran across when I was cleaning out my garage the other day was a throttle cable, hand throttle cable for my Jeep
for
the welder.
Oh, yeah.
So I got the welder installed a couple years ago that I got in Moab 4 years ago. And, you know, you need that hand throttle to set your RPM properly to weld. So
are you going
to
put it under the hood? Or
it's under the hood. I'm going to put it under the hood, okay, right next to it. And I got a bicycle, you know, cable, basically, mm-hmm, you know, that you'd use a bicycle shifter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so I've got a hand throttle in my
I
Jeep.
Like that. Yeah. It's super straightforward. A lot of people have been using that. I've got the highfalutin one where you press a button, you can dial the knob and stuff, but it's too highfalutin. I need just simple. You can adjust it with your thumb, get your RPM just right, and then it's got a lockdown on it. So
yeah.
They're handy. I've seen a lot of people using that. So those are the two things that I'm working on. The Jeep, the buggy. I don't have much to do to the buggy, luckily.
No, you said it was pretty dialed.
Yeah, I do have some heat shield product that Johnny brought me from his neighbor right there. His Dirtbag Clothing's right next to
Heat Shield Products. Yeah. We met him at SEMA, yeah.
Yeah. So Steve, we're going to get him on for an interview, and they were supposed to be starting a podcast as well.
Yeah, that was like a year ago.
Yeah, so I need to reach out to him and thank him for that. And so I've got this piece of aluminum that covers up the engine in the back there.
Right.
And I wanted to put some of his product underneath the aluminum to prevent the heat from coming up into the ice chest and tools and stuff that I set up there.
Right.
So that's the other project. But other than that, you know, it's just maintaining and changing fluids. And I just want to have everything ready to go.
Oh,
because
yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
I've got a new Gazelle tent that's going in the buggy and or Jeep for Rubicon coming up in June. Hopefully we get to go.
yeah, no.
You know, Fordyce is happening hopefully several times this year. And just want to go wheeling.
Well, people haven't really stopped wheeling, unfortunately or unfortunately, however you want to term it. I mean, a lot of social pressure happening to people that are saying they're going to go up to, you know, Snow Wheel on Met or Wentworth Springs or whatever. But people are going to wheel. Even if this thing drags on, people are going to continue to wheel. And you know, it'll be kind of funny to see, you know, what it looks like on the Rubicon. Nobody high fiving anybody, nobody freaking, you know, fist bumping and whatnot. But
well, yeah, and let's face it. I mean, when you're in your own vehicles, I mean, you're totally social distancing,
right?
You're having a good time. You're outside. I mean, yes, I've seen some, you know, accidents, rollover stuff where people have gotten hurt, but I mean, it's few and far between. Anything can happen. I mean, just walking down the damn street, you can trip on a curb and hit your head or something. But, you know, you gotta keep some sanity going.
I'm not
dissing on these people that are going out and doing it. You know, so I don't know. I've got mixed feelings on that whole thing. Whatever.
Well, I think there just needs to be another level of caution. I mean, you know, people.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, if normally in a normal world, you may, oh, I could take that risk. Now it's like, you know what? I'm not going to take that risk of that line. You know, maybe you don't do that line.
Maybe
you take the safer line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Mike and Max were talking about wheeling this weekend in Arizona. So
I saw some stuff that Max
them.
Was doing.
I said, are you guys wheeling? And I haven't heard from them. So hopefully that means they're out wheeling.
They're
so
radio silent. Yeah.
Somebody's out having fun.
Kind of like you were this morning because you were hiding in your wine cellar.
I was in my wine cellar / COVID bomb shelter.
Yeah.
Organizing the cellar. And, you know, yeah, I just needed to get in there and organize some stuff.
Texted
you
a few
times. Top off the barrels. And
does not respond. I wonder if he's dead. You know?
No, that is like a bomb shelter. I mean, there's no radio signals getting in and out of there.
I know. That was my fear. So I was like, if I have to drive down there and check on him, and he's actually
wellness.
Okay, then he'll shoot me.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's the password? Lorenzo is loose.
Lorenzo is loose.
Boom.
I had some people text me that. So that's a good segue, Chris. Let's talk about wine, because we haven't talked about wine in a long time.
Why would we do that?
Why not?
Why not? I like that. That was good.
There you go.
This is wheeling wine.
Exactly.
Whiskey.
So I'm like, you know, we have a lot of listeners that are into wine, and we haven't talked about wine in a while.
No,
so
we haven't.
So I was rummaging around in the cellar, and I pulled out a couple bottles for us today.
Yes, you did.
And I pulled out a Stag's Leap, Artemis, and then a Saint Supreme, you know, Napa Valley Cab, both Napa Valley Cabs.
Big ones.
Uh-huh. And I let you pick, and you picked the Saint Supreme, which is, you can't go wrong.
No. This is it's drinking very well.
It's a $35, $40 bottle. Mm-hmm. This is a 14 Cabernet, and it is damn good. Once it opened up, you know, that's the thing. Pulling it out of the cellar at 55 degrees is a little tight.
It was pretty tight.
But it is opening up nice.
It had a great nose right off the bat, though. I will say that.
Yeah. And you know what I get a lot on this one is a blackberry, black cherry, and chocolate. What do you get?
Oh, yeah. A little floral. Mint. I'm getting a little floral mint. On there.
Are you getting mint? You're not getting mint.
No, mint.
No, it's
this is wine.
It's a very smooth wine. Definitely a Cabernet from
Big
Napa
flavor.
Valley.
Big flavor.
Big, bold. I mean, it's
got great color.
It's definitely on the smoother side, I would say. Dry, you know, being a cab, Napa Valley cab.
It's not super dry, though.
Not super dry, it is on the dry side. What does the winemaker say? Let's see what they say here. Winemaker notes. Rich, vibrant, purple, red hues present in this wine. Blackberry.
Well, yeah.
And ripe currant aromas combined with black pepper, anise. I don't like anise. Toasted oak. Smoky roasted mocha. Flavors of black plum and cassis complement flavors of coffee bean and licorice. Well, there they are. Back at licorice is just another name for anise.
Pepper is extremely mild. I mean, it's almost non-existent. So, at least on my palate.
I don't know. It's damn good. And then this is structured Cabernet with a fine texture, length, flavor, and style. Well, there you go. 91 points. Again, I don't do this points thing, but whatever. Very good. So, Saint Supreme.
Spell that, because that doesn't spell the way it sounds like.
It doesn't? So ST and then SUPERY.
That's right.
Saint Supreme, Napa Valley. And they're a big wine house. Been around for a long time. And you can check them out. And I know they do a lot of organic stuff and sustainable farming and everything of their grapes. So
cool.
Cool label, super simple. Got their logo ST and then Saint Supreme, and then they got nice little, you know, vineyard with a mountain scene in the background there. So
I've never been to their winery.
Oh,
yeah. They have a pretty good tasting room.
Oh, yeah. Cool tasting room.
Yeah.
I mean, every tasting room's unique in Napa.
Well, of course.
And I haven't been up there in a long time. That would be another nice thing to go do.
All dressed up in our swag.
You just got to bring your freaking checkbook, man, because a lot of these tasting rooms are like minimum $25 tasting
fees.
But we're
wheeling wine and whiskey.
Well, yeah. So you're thinking we can get in for free?
I'm hoping.
Well, I could use my old business cards.
I'm the general manager.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know?
No, it's definitely gotten expensive to go tasting up in Napa. The last time we were up there, we were at Gergich.
Yeah.
And fantastic wines there also. Little on the steep side on tasting. I was not a buyer that day.
Well, no, because I bought that day and I joined the wine club, so we all tasted for free. That's true.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Gosh.
Are you still on the wine club there?
No. I dropped it like a bad habit. It got expensive.
Oh, shit.
Good wines.
Oh,
but
no, their wines are great.
When they sent me a ridiculously expensive Zinfandel, I was like, I'm out. I'm not paying that for a Zinfandel. I'd pay that for a cab, but I wouldn't pay that for a Zinfandel.
I love Zins.
So I mean, all their wine's great, but no. With the amount of wine that I have, I'm down to three wine clubs. Got Fernwood Cellars, uh-huh. DeRose. And Hollister, and Adelaida, and Paso Robles.
No, you're at Wente, too.
No? Oh, you're right. So four.
Four.
Shit. Mira as well. And
you have Adelaida, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They got good juice, too.
They got good juice. Great tasting room. Very cool. But Yeah, so Saint Cypre for this one, but yeah, Paso, need to get down to Paso.
We need to do a Napa trip and a Paso trip. We haven't been to Paso in...
All the wineries are shut down. Everything's
well,
shut
I know.
Down.
We were in a winery when they got shut down 2 weeks ago.
Well, it was, huh? That was our last... We were there at...
Page Mill.
Yes, Page Mill Winery, and it was... They had just gotten notice.
Sorry,
right?
Folks. We should have warned you at the beginning.
And my
gate.
Buddy Matt was texting me that it was the final.
Game over. Yeah, so thinking about that trip, that weekend, was it that weekend?
It was 2 weeks ago.
So that was our last night out eating dinner. We went to Casa Mexico in Livermore for dinner.
Right.
That was our last dining out experience before everything went sideways.
Yeah.
And that was our last wine tasting experience for a while. Oh. So, you know, fortunately, and I think I might have mentioned it in the last podcast was a lot of the wineries are adapting, like a lot of the restaurants are adapting too, in that they're packaging up food and selling it. So like a place in Livermore called Hop Divine,
right.
There you can get I think we just bought a $70 or $75 box of meat. They vacuum seal, you know, chops and steaks and some ground meat. It's like 10 pounds of meat, and we're supporting. They're bringing it in from their purveyors, right?
Okay.
And then they're repackaging it and selling it to their customers because they can't. So they're going doing to-go, but they're also selling the raw meat.
Oh, really?
Like a grocery store.
That's super cool.
And so this is how they're surviving. And Ale House is doing the same thing. A whole bunch of restaurants.
Yeah, they're getting creative.
So, and I'm more than happy to support them because I like going to those places to eat and be served.
Sure.
So as long as they survive and this is how they're going to survive, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, but the wineries are doing the same thing. Like, so Bent Creek, where I'm also a member at,
right.
I got an email from them saying they were having a sale, 40% off on anything in their
really?
in their store or their cellar.
Yeah.
As long as case quantity for a member. If you're a member, 40% off case
mm-hmm.
quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in with Ira. We bought 12 bottles. He got, I guess he got the Petite Syrah, three ports. I bought three Zins and three of the, what did I get? Three Zins and three.
Cap Franc. They got a good
Cap Franc. Cap Franc.
Yeah, good Cap Franc.
And for that, I ordered it by email. And then they charged my credit card on file. I drove over there. They dropped it in the back of my truck, and I drove away. I didn't even touch the – no contact.
Really?
They just called them when I drove in. I'm here. Hey, Chris, good to see you. We're going to be right out. Bam, dropped it in the back of the truck.
How cool is
that? I drove
that?
Away. And a lot of the wineries are doing that.
Oh. Well,
so,
hey.
That's cool. So, anyway, that's just, you know, how people are adapting to the new normal, to the situation that's
Yeah, I know
presented.
A lot of restaurants are doing to-go stuff, which is cool in the area here, and we've got, you know, of course, the deli here, Annie Pasta's Deli right down the road.
Yeah, God, I wish we had something like that.
So they, you know, they always had to-go, but it's always been a cool scene to hang out there and drink some really good beer.
Sure.
They've had Ondex on tap here for the last couple months, which is just... one of my favorite beers from Germany. But anyways, yeah, they're cranking out. They stepped up their to-go game. And,
oh, absolutely.
You can go in there. Of course, their deli. Get some nice steaks to go.
Oh, man. I've never had a bad meal there.
No.
They do a chicken parm. It's just chicken parm sandwich.
Chicken parm, eggplant. I mean, all that stuff. Anyways.
Not a fan of eggplant, but yeah.
Oh, it's good. They make it good. Wow, we're going down all kinds of rabbit holes here.
Well, that's normal.
This is
though.
Good.
We're kind of, but
we're kind of back to normal. I feel good about this. We got good audio. Everything's good. So let's see what else. You know what? I gotta say, there is some ridiculously good memes coming out of this this whole.
Oh, are there? Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are. Yeah.
And this. You know, so the one about, thank God I don't have kids, but the homeschooling thing.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for these parents. These kids are going batshit crazy.
Parents are finally realizing their teachers aren't the problem.
I mean, your daughter, how's your daughter doing?
She's climbing the walls, dude.
Is she?
We won't let her leave the house.
But is she, she's been going, doing some video schooling stuff?
Oh, yeah. No, everything's, I don't know how they're doing it, but yeah, she's doing school.
Okay.
Work.
So, yeah, that one meme going around of, you know, a week into this homeschooling and two kids have been expelled and the teacher's been fired for drinking on the job.
That's freaking awesome.
So that's perfect. And then this one, I think, is the best. It's the eighth day of self-isolation, and it's like a Vegas casino in my house. We're losing money by the minute. Cocktails are acceptable at any hour, and nobody knows what time it is. So that is so perfect.
And, I have not seen that one.
Oh, it sums up everything. I love it. Like a Vegas casino. You never know what time it is, right? And you can always get a cocktail, and then, you know, and you're typically losing money when you're gambling there. So
that's great.
I can relate to that one quite a bit here.
I mean, I've seen a couple, and the one I saw I just mentioned is, you know, it's like parents are finding out the teacher is not the problem, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. That's pretty good.
So, your kid. Your little monster children are running around tearing shit up. But did you see that picture, the one I posted of the men, you know, with the toilet paper hairdressers?
Oh, what would you call that?
Headdresses.
Well, headdresses, yeah. But what was but that like era?
The wigs in England.
In England, yeah.
They're made of toilet paper rolls.
That's pretty good.
And what did that say? It was, let me see if I can find it.
And where did you touch the wine bottle so I know to touch lower?
On the neck.
Off the label, so.
Post-coronavirus males displaying their hunter-gatherer prowess in order to attract mates, and they're wearing these toilet paper hats.
Oh, Jesus.
Rolls of toilet paper. It's freaking hysterical. So.
I got my little gnome wine aerator here.
Perfect. Yeah, that bottle's a dead duck here pretty quick.
It's close, yeah. It's, you get two good glasses out of, four good glasses. I mean, two per person here is what I was going for.
But yeah, the memes that have come out of this thing have been fantastic. Mm-hmm.
There's some creative people out there. Oh, what about that one? Did you see the video on Facebook of this family that did Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my God. I gotta find it. It is freaking hilarious.
Is it on Facebook or YouTube?
It's on Facebook, and these family, they took like a snow sled, you know, in their hallway, and you know, pretending that they were getting on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Oh no! Okay.
And then you know there was a guy dressed up, you know, semi pirate outfit. That's you know, keep your hands and arms inside the ship the whole time. Blah blah blah. And then so they start out, you know, and at the beginning of the Pirates of the Caribbean, you're there in the bayou, and they got the guy rocking in the chair playing the banjo.
Uh-huh.
So they had a person doing that. And then you go into the next room, and then they got, like, the waterfall, right? You go down the waterfall,
sure.
You know, and so Dead Men Tell No Tales,
right,
and they flash
right,
to that, and then they go down the stairs and slide into a mattress or something at the bottom. But then you got the girl chasing the guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they did that scene. And then they had the guy, you know, with the barefoot, swinging his barefoot that you go under. You know, so they had that.
Yeah, under the bridge, right.
Yeah, under the bridge. And then they had the shooting scene, you know, and then they had...
I think they took that out because it was too violent.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
It's changed.
No, stop it.
They don't chase girls anymore.
No, stop it. No, they got it. No, stop it.
It's not PC.
So then they... I was supposed to be at Disneyland right now, come to think of it here.
Yeah, they're still closed.
I know. Sorry, park's closed. Moose should have told you out front. Anyways, it's a great video. I'm going to find
found it.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
So who? Look at you.
It's on the New York Post.
Lorenzo is right there helping you out. He took his mask off. Is that okay?
He stuck his hoof up, actually,
Can animals get the Corona? I don't think they can.
Oh, this is great. I turned the audio off.
Okay, yeah, so what do you got there?
Let's see, they're doing down the stairs now in the little boat.
Yeah, but how do people find it? Give them.
Oh, I just punched in family. I literally, my keywords were in Google were family Pirates of the Caribbean.
And it came up YouTube?
It came up. It was the first thing.
And but I want to give credit to the people that did this. Who did that?
Well, so this came up on the New York Post. Let me see if I can find the YouTube raw. So
it went viral?
Oh, yeah. It's totally viral, dude.
How creative are people getting? I mean, this is awesome.
So this is Google. Let's see if I can find the YouTube. That's the New York Post, Pinterest.
Maybe we should do a theme ride here.
Here, Finger Family.
The Finger Family?
Wait a minute.
Is it?
No, that's not it.
Let me look. Oh no, let me I know where it's at. It got sent to me. Oh my gosh. Okay, here it's on this post this here. Here we go. Julie Foster Thornock.
Oh, that's quite the name.
So Julie Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, and then Thornock, T-H-O-R-N-O-C-K.
So you're going to have to see if they have an Instagram.
It's on there. That was on her Facebook page, excuse me.
Okay.
So Julie Foster Thornock, that is the credit right there.
Oh, that's great.
And it's classic. Well done. Top notch.
Making it golf happen, clap. Keeping your kids golf and family clap. Entertained when you're stuck in isolation.
Yeah. I've been listening. I always listen to a lot of music, but I just love cranking up the radio.
Sweet.
Getting stuff done. So there's that. And then we had a wedding here.
Yeah,
a lot of people canceled their weddings, and people are canceling their weddings into July and August now, which is crazy.
We've had wedding cancellations at the country club.
Things should be better by then, because if it's not, no. I will be, as soon as the snow melts, I will be at Meadow Lake.
Well, the problem is a lot of these venues have a calendar that's stacked, right? So if one event tumbles, then the next event, you know what I'm saying? It's like they need to find... They have an obligation. A lot of these people have paid deposits, and you know this. I mean, you were a general manager. Yeah. And it's like, when are we going to have our wedding? And it's like, they look, if it's a popular venue, they may not be able to get back in there for a while.
No, I know.
And that's where the problem's coming up.
So we were supposed to go to Tyler's wedding up in Plymouth, California.
Yeah, Tyler and Carrie, yep.
Yeah, from Snail Trail, 4x4 Tyler, Toyota Tyler.
Toyota Tyler, uh-huh.
Kermit the Frog.
I've never called him that.
Oh, you haven't?
No. He sounds like Kermit, though, doesn't he?
Well, that's why everybody calls him Kermit. I know. He got the green 4Runner
Yep.
So, anyways, so him and Carrie got married. So, congratulations, guys.
Yep.
And condolences.
wow.
Whatever.
I've been married for 20-something years.
Yeah. It's marriage is good for people that need to be institutionalized. But...
this I resemble from, that.
Yeah, I know. so they, you know, I got to give them credit. They stayed fluid and dynamic in this whole time and just rolled with the punches.
Yes,
and
they did.
Freaking made it happen. The winery was okay with them being there. There was like 9 or 10 of them. So they weren't breaking any laws. So they did a Facebook live stream. So it was cool. Got to watch it from home. I opened up a bottle of wine, had a glass of wine while I was watching it, which I've never had wine during a wedding before, always after and stuff. But
I drank a whole bottle.
So gave, I wouldn't doubt that. So very cool. You know, short and sweet. He was holding up some pieces of paper that I couldn't read. Jimmy was trying to decipher it. Yeah. He must have had a better computer screen than what I was watching. But
I was watching on my big screen.
And could you read it? Yeah, no. I could read like part of it.
I couldn't read it.
Anyways, the gist of it was like, you know, welcome to our COVID wedding and glad you're all here type of deal. So super cool. The weather held out for them because I know it was rainy, and then they got a nice rainbow. They got some killer shots.
Oh no, great photography, and great venue, great location.
Yeah, so super cool. So there you go. Congrats Tyler and Carrie,
Cheers.
I wish you the best of luck.
We're too far apart to clink glasses, so there it is.
That's all right. We do what we call wireless Bluetooth here.
Bluetooth cheers.
Yeah. Lorenzo, back up. You're not staying your 6 feet
away from
us.
He just gave you the middle hoof again.
Well, because he's not drinking. He's pissed.
I figured he would have been.
I haven't given him anything
for 2 weeks
related. Oh, over 2 weeks since KOH.
You have
but look how much weight he's lost.
All the weapons are hidden and locked up.
He's looking good. He's looking fit.
He could easily, you know, get a knife.
Well, no. He can't. He doesn't have opposable thumbs to hold. I'm not worried about that or shoot a gun. He's fine.
All right. Well, we got that going for us. So this Ultra 4 calendar, yeah. Ultra 4 racing has been interrupted and kind of jimmy-jacked a little bit. So let's talk about that.
Jimmy-jacked is an understatement. Can you imagine, having a race car that you only race a few times a year during the Ultra 4 and then
have that taken away from you.
And then it was taken away from you, and who knows when the next race is going to be. So
yeah.
Dave sent out a nice email updating on what their plans are.
Yeah, the calendar's been heavily revised.
It's been all changed up. So even the Nationals got changed, huh?
That's right. So I'm just, Dave Cole, Ultra 4 Racing, sent out an email to, I guess we were special because we have,
we're not special.
Media credentials. At the last race, so we're kind of in their database, I guess. I don't know.
No, it's no.
Oh, it's Ultra 4 Racers fans and partners. Okay, so it's everybody. We're not special.
Well, we're simple little podcasts.
We're dirt. We're not,
no, we're not the talent tank.
Right.
Gets on these A-plus stars of Ultra 4 here. Although we did have Cody Wagner before.
Don't poke the bear. Don't poke the bear.
I love it.
We like you, Wyatt. We really do.
Oh, no. The Wyatt kills it.
He does.
And we aspire to be like you someday.
Absolutely.
It's the number one off-road podcast, like Mike and Max's.
So let's talk about the revisions that have occurred,
yeah,
the changes that have occurred. So obviously the Stampede was canceled. That was supposed to be, I believe, last weekend.
Last weekend.
That would have been freaking awesome.
Been perfect.
Yeah, it would have been perfect.
It would have been a little wet, but not crazy muddy like it was last year.
No, you're right. But it would have been fun. It would have been a nice distraction.
Oh, fuck.
So, anyway, canceled. No, that's not going to happen. So, the way things are changing out, this is going to be all over the country. So, they got the new schedule as things stand today. You got the Crandon, Wisconsin race.
I would love to go to that.
It's supposed to be 6/18, so June 18th through the 21st. So that's been changed a little bit. And then you've got the Four Wheel Parts Off-Road Park race. It's a points race in Tennessee. Is now on July 23rd through the 25th.
Is that at the Dirty Turtle? Is that the one that's at the Dirty Turtle?
They don't say the location. It says Four Wheel Parts Adventure Off-Road Park in Tennessee.
Oh, it's called the Four Wheel Park. Oh, interesting.
I don't know if it's got a sponsor or how that works.
I just want to go to the Dirty Turtle. Sounds like fun.
It sounds, anything dirty. Here's the big change is the Laser Nut Reno race. This is the...
And so Cody's... Well, Laser Nut is sponsoring... He was sponsoring the Stampede.
Correct.
That got canceled.
Correct.
Sponsoring the Nationals.
Correct.
I mean, and he kind of alluded that there's some new stuff coming down the pipe when we interviewed him.
Uh-huh.
And that had to be part of
that
it.
That must have been, yeah. Well, we can only speculate. But, this is a big change because that typically was in October. And that was our first foray into reporting or being media.
Right.
Last year that was a blast.
That was awesome.
And we got to interview
Ultra 4 Jones.
Absolutely. Right after he
the first time in our interviewing Jones in our camper.
That's right. That's right.
And
so
then 10 people piled in at KOH. So, I don't know how many people were in there and drank all my old elk.
At least 10. Yeah, two bottles that night. Two bottles, she gone.
Yeah, that was a great night.
It was absolutely
a great
night. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, we will.
Okay.
So
I'm holding on to a thread here.
The new dates for the Reno race it's a points race, will be September 17th through the 19th up at, what's that place called? The off-road?
Wild West. Wild West Motorsports Park, right across from the exit to
Mustang Ranch.
There you go. So you either go right or left, depending on what you're looking for.
Freaking Lorenzo jumped out the window and went right. I don't know.
Fucking we didn't see him for a couple of days, did we?
Yeah, we heard a lot of stories. Anyway, enough said. Oh. That guy's hung like a horse. Or a donkey. Nice. Anyway, so that's that. And then now this is the national championship. Is now Nitto Tire Ultra 4 Nationals is at Crossbar Ranch in Oklahoma, October 22nd through the 24th.
Battle at Crossbar, yeah.
So I doubt we're going to be there for that. A lot of other – anyway, that's – and then the last thing that's on here is the first annual Ultra 4 Jamboree in San Felipe.
Oh, yeah. That sounds cool, man.
Mexico in November. Right, it looks like around Thanksgiving.
Everybody that went there last year had nothing but good things to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
The experience, the race, everything. And, yeah – That sounds like a fun one.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Well, anytime you get down to Mexico, it's a good time.
Well, Lorenzo could show us around.
I don't think they'll
let
him.
He's got family down there.
No,
he's allowed back in.
We can get a coyote.
He's got a
coyote to smuggle him back.
He knows people.
Isn't that
he might not come back with us, but he does know people.
He can get in,
look,
but
he's nodding right now.
You can get in, but you can't get out.
Like Hotel California?
So those are the changes for what they're worth, and I know we're disappointed with what's happening right now.
Everybody is.
Hopefully,
this all sucks.
This thing settles down quick. Sucks. And that, you know, let's talk about that for just a brief moment, dude. People, shelter in place. There's a reason for that.
Is this a rant?
No.
Oh,
not yet.
Okay.
Wow. Pushing me along.
I'm just checking just to see what it sounded like. He was going into a rant.
Well, I mean, you hear about New York and people are still out there doing their thing. And then if people went to spring break down in Miami, Miami's turned into another hot spot. They're just spreading the disease, man, or spreading the virus and spreading it like wildfire.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
I mean, you know, I drove from Livermore down to San Jose and we're practicing social distancing here. And we're doing this because we're a podcast, an audio podcast, and we need good quality audio. And that's why we're doing, why I made the trip.
Well, and we gotta keep up. Our fans want to hear. So, we're almost coming up on a year here, Chris.
I know. So we gotta, hopefully everything settles down so we can have a little celebration. Shit.
Well, that would be great.
I don't know. Hey.
So, what? Hey.
I think we're done with the Ultra 4 calendar for now. Hopefully there's no more changes to
it. Yeah, we'll see.
I know we talked a little bit about, you know, the Jeep update, but did we have a little camper update we wanted to do? We want to talk about campers and what they can be used for during this tough time.
Let's talk about campers.
So I know, you know, we've talked about them before, Jason and I glamp. And, you know, we both have Lance campers. And one of the things that you have to do when you have these, they're like a mini home and you need to take care of it. And this is you know, we talked about taking care of our Jeeps or our off-road rigs or whatever. But during this time of the year, it's also a great, great opportunity to do maintenance on your vehicle, on your camper. You got to check your roof, check all
your
systems.
That's a big thing.
The roof is huge.
A lot of people don't. You know, they neglect that. Out of sight, out of mind, right?
Leaks suck. Trust me, I know.
So, you know, every few years you need to go up there and scrape off the old caulking.
Cock.
And put down new caulk. And it's called Dicor. And they have the self-leveling Dicor. That's the stuff that works great.
Right.
So you got to scrape the old stuff off, which is a pain in the ass, and it's going to take a few days.
Labor intensive.
On how big your RV is.
Make sure there's no rain in the forecast.
Yeah, and then you put down this new Dicor caulk, and it self-levels and covers everything. Why are you laughing? Wow. Even Lorenzo's laughing. Why is that that funny? Funny, not funny.
Anyways.
I could go down many rabbit holes
here.
I'm just thinking about that
Saturday Night Live.
That's where I was going to go. See? That's not good. Look that up. Look that up on Saturday Night Live.
That's classic.
Hockey. anyways, but you should inspect it, you know, at least a couple times a year just to make sure. But every 3 years is recommended to reseal. Because once your camper gets a leak and water gets in, you are fucked.
It's no fun.
Yeah, dry rod is not good.
You don't. I mean, I.
Unless you got an all aluminum camper.
Which I do.
Yeah, you see, you got aluminum frame. I got wood frame. I'm old school. I can't afford this new stuff. And
come on,
it's, you know,
some money, man.
Yeah, right. I do have my lower skirts where the water gets thrown up from the tires.
Right.
That's definitely got some rot going on. Structurally, it's not affecting the camper, but
you
can feel
it. I mean,
so yeah. I'm going to go in. There's this composite board that you can put in there now. And that's what I'll do, but probably should be doing that now. But I got to work on my rigs. I want my rigs dialed in for this deal.
Well, what I need to do, and I had a leak last year, and I finally found it and fixed it. And it was a little bastard of a leak on one of my vents. That there was a defect from the factory, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but, I've been in a rainstorm since then, and I've washed it a few times since then, and it's dry as a bone. So no more
there
leak,
you go.
Which is great.
And that was that. If you have to have a leak, that is in an ideal spot where you had it.
Exactly.
That roof vent, and
right,
it was over the floor.
Right,
was
by
it
the
like,
door.
Yeah.
Yep. Not over my bed.
No. But, that's the worst one, because then, all hell breaks loose.
So, you know, there's a lot of systems. It's like I said, it's a little house. So you've got a heating system. You've got a propane system. You've got a sewer system. You've got a water, you know, fresh water and sewer water.
Right.
You need to make sure all those systems are intact and or operational and whatever. They don't generally require a lot of maintenance, but they need to be checked over.
Well, and clean out. The other big thing, too, sitting over the winter when people don't use their rigs very much is on your water heater.
Yeah.
And your heater and your
refrigerator,
the vents, little critters, especially spiders, like to crawl in there. They're attracted to that propane gas smell, and they will build webs and jack up your operation. So go in there. I get my air compressor, and I blow everything out. I actually do it, you know, numerous times throughout the summer, too, because of all the dusty areas that we go into. And make sure all your vents are cleared and ready for the summer. So that would be, you know, that's another good tip.
Absolutely.
For your camper.
And one of the things that I found out when we were down at King of the Hammers was somebody was walking by my camper and they noticed that there was a smell of propane.
Yes.
It was like a little bit of propane leak. So investigated it quite a bit and discovered that it was the regulator that's also it's a valve that can select between the two tanks.
Yeah, switches between the two tanks. Yeah, and it's got a vent there. So that's common for a little gas smell occasionally, but not like what we were smelling.
For a little bit. But here's the thing is I did the research on it. They don't like liquid propane to get in there.
No.
When you're driving and the propane sloshes around, it could potentially, and that jacks it up and ruins it. So I don't know if that happened during the drive down because everything was full when I left to drive down to KOH.
Yes.
Either way, I bought a totally brand new assembly. I'm going to install it probably next week.
It's easy.
It's super easy. Yeah. You know, it's just a swap out. No big deal.
So, you know, you don't use regular Teflon tape, white Teflon tape on gas fittings, right?
I didn't know that.
Oh, see? I'm going to teach you something right now. So there's yellow tape that is gas rated.
Okay.
And then there's also what I like even better that we use a lot for building these outdoor kitchens and everything that we do in landscape is we use the paste. So there's one that's blue.
Where do I get this stuff at?
You can get it at Home Depot, Lowe's, any of your big brand box stores. It is a blue sealing compound for gas water. That's the rate, and that stuff works great.
They didn't. I mean, I read the instructions, and they didn't have any installation instructions.
Yeah. So there's obviously the fittings going to the gas, you know, propane tanks. You're not going to apply any Teflon or anything there.
Right.
I mean, the way they seal with an O-ring and stuff, but the connection that goes back to your camper, you should have that threads, a little bit of this putty on there. And I've got a couple bottles of it. You can borrow one and wrap that on there. A little bit goes a long ways, and I never have leaks in gas. using
that. Oh, yeah, no. When I
Teflon tape, you know, not the yellow stuff for gas that we're talking about, you know, you do three wraps,
mm-hmm.
and then that's fine, too. But I do prefer the paste over the tape because it just – it's I've never had leaks.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I was not aware of that, so I'm glad we discussed it briefly. So,
well, there you go. There's the more you know. We should do a little
dropping knowledge
the here. Yes, woo. A little knowledge here on Wheeling Wine and Whiskey.
So this is, like I said, the good opportunity to learn stuff to maintain your junk, you know, and get out and fix
it. Get it ready so you're ready to go.
Yep, exactly.
My camper is 100% ready. Other than food, I mean, I've got dry goods and stuff in there. I mean, if I had to right now, I could go live in my camper on, you know, pasta and soups and
how long would it take you to bug out?
I could. What do you mean to bug out? Like if I had to go right now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got to put the camper on the truck, which is a good 15, 20 minutes. But I could be out of here within an hour.
There you go. Because you got, is there water on board right now?
The water's on board. I've, like I say, all my dry goods are, I went through and cleaned all the old shit out a few months ago,
uh-huh.
before this even hit, and restocked, and clothes are in there.
Perfect.
I mean, I would throw guns and alcohol in there and some stuff out of the freezer and be gone.
There you go. Yeah, I'm... My camper's stored at work, so, I mean, it's got the water. It's all full. There's about a week's worth of food in it. The propane's full.
Propane's full.
Propane needs to be full. It's ready to go. I just need to throw some clothes and alcohol, and I'm gone. Well, I'm loaded on the truck. But so that'd probably take me about 2 hours to bug out.
Yeah.
An hour of that would be driving to the camper.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, mine's right here.
So, I mean, but that kind of is a good point, you know, with the situation that's going on right now. You know, I mean, I don't think it's going to get to that point, but, you know, having some sort of a way for survival.
Yeah. Yeah, and, it's nice. I mean, if the, you know, you're totally self-contained.
Yep.
Right? So it's always been a nice backup plan to have. I mean, because when we go out, we glamp, we have a good time, we got, you know, all the modern conveniences, and it's nice to have that right there that you can load up in the back of your truck and go.
Yep. But at the same time, if let's say, for example, we had a disaster here in San Jose and the power was out for a week, you know, you'd still be able to go into your camper, you could run the generator, you could cook meals, keep your food cold. Oh, yeah. You know, it wouldn't be a complete disaster for, I mean, and, you know, I don't know. But I mean, and a lot of people are in the same situation, but hopefully it doesn't come to that. But just keep in mind when you have a vehicle like an RV, that it could be a survival mechanism.
Oh, absolutely. You should have that prepared with the water and everything ready to go just in case.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, earthquakes, all that stuff.
Earthquake, it's like, yep.
I mean, EMP. We had an earthquake last week here.
Did you?
In Alum Rock, yeah. Centered right. Less than freaking 400 feet from my house.
So the world shut down, fault. And now we're going to shake your
Well,
shake
no, that's
cheese.
It. So it hit at 3 in the morning. It was a 2.8, 2.9, which is a pretty good little shaker. And we're on bedrock here. I mean, we're right next to the creek.
Yep.
And so it hits, and it's like a violent shake and then stops. It's not like Jell-O, which is good because it is a quick shake, but... I'm like, oh, that's all we fucking need right now. Fucking natural disaster to happen during this COVID fucking 19 bullshit.
Jumped out of your bed, ran down to the grabbed a gun, ran down to the cellar.
No, it happened so quick. I just like rolled over, but I'm like, I'm just thinking, really, really.
Well, that was like after the 89 quake. I mean, it was like that big, the 89, the big one.
That was a crazy one, yeah.
And then in the middle of the night, you'd have the aftershock. And then a little while later, another aftershock. And like, then a few weeks later.
People were sleeping outside.
Yeah. But then, you know, weeks later, you'd have another aftershock. It's like, Jesus Christ, is this going to ever end, you know?
Yeah, no, that's scary shit here.
So, I mean, Californians, we're prepared for everything. We're prepared for the apocalypse, whether it's COVID-19 or earthquakes.
Because
we have plenty of wine and whiskey.
We do.
And Wheeling.
We do. We need to get out Wheeling.
Yes, we do.
So, you got a rant or anything for this week? We haven't had a rant.
Do I have a rant?
Do you? Oh, boy. Is it non-COVID rant or is this a COVID rant?
It has to be a COVID rant because this is there's so much ammo here. It's people's behavior is mind-boggling.
Here we go.
We may think it, but Chris is going to say it.
You know what? Since we've been shut down and locked down and people can't go to work anymore.
Right.
It's been freaking awesome driving to and from work in the morning. My commute hasn't sucked in the first place, but it's been really nice. Really, really nice.
Oh, it's been ridiculously good. Empty freeways.
But what I can say is the people that drive like assholes when there's a lot of traffic have become major, major, mega assholes without traffic.
Really? Elaborate.
So you've seen them. We have a lot of congestion on the freeways out here, a lot.
And they're had,
and it will be again probably. But regardless, I hate traffic. My commute's a piece of cake. You bitch and moan about traffic all the time because
I'm in it every day,
going to do your jobs. But the people that like to speed and drive aggressively and swerve in and out of traffic and make multiple passes over and over again to try to make a minute to get to their destination, right, a minute faster. Those people, there is no obstructions for them anymore.
Oh, it's no holds bar out there. I mean, I was doing like 80 the other day and somebody went past me like I was going backwards.
Fuck, dude.
They had to be doing over a hundo.
Oh, that's slow. I mean,
So you're seeing some real
speed
racers out there.
I mean, and not only that, but it dangerous. Doing dangerous shit. I was coming
like
back
drinking
from
drinking while driving,
no,
or what?
But making passes in extraordinarily dangerous situations. So
are
this
they driving a Supra?
They were driving a they were driving an Infiniti.
Oh, even better.
So I was coming back. I was heading westbound on Highway 4 from Stockton back to Discovery Bay, and this guy, I was doing 60, and this guy came out of nowhere.
Right.
He's all of a sudden he's in my rearview mirror. I see him coming up on me like out of control, super fast. I'm like, holy crap. And then there was a big, this is a two lane road. There was a big rig coming the opposite direction. So he couldn't pass me on the, it's a dashed line or whatever.
Sure.
You know, so he should have been able to pass, but he couldn't wait. He's super important, super need to be somewhere super fast. So he passed me on the right in the breakdown lane.
Okay.
Goes over the rumble strip.
Yeah.
And he passed
in
me.
In the no-fly zone.
He passed me. He was doing at least 100 when he passed me.
You got to be kidding
at
me.
Least. All I needed
on the
to
right.
do. On the right. All I needed to do was just bump myself to the right a little bit, and I would have killed
off
him.
The road.
He would have been off the road and dead.
Gone.
I mean, it would have been in that farm, in the farm, fields and whatever.
Those
rolling
roads are kind of like beveled out there too. Right?
Oh yeah,
they're not.
And my response to that, and this is my rant. It's like, there are no fucking cars out there right now, people. There is no reason to be driving like a douchebag. Seriously. There's no accident. There's no traffic. There might be accidents, but there's not enough traffic to create a backup anymore.
Right.
I drove down here today. Now it's Saturday, but there were literally four cars around me on 680.
How is traffic going towards your direction? Because even on Saturdays, it's been bad.
Like eight cars.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, it was dead.
Going through Fremont?
It's freaking dead.
Nothing.
I'm going to get home and
see. I might just drive up to your house right now just to drive up there. Just because I can.
Just because I can. You should bust the Mustang out and go for a speed run.
I should. I really need to get the Mustang out.
You could be that guy, only in a Mustang. The car
that
should
go fast. I wouldn't pass on the right like that. I'd pass you on the left and give you the finger.
Well, or Lorenzo would, or give me the hoof.
The hoof. Lorenzo. Maybe I'll put Lorenzo on the dash and go driving around. That's what I should do tomorrow. We're getting a little rain down here and stuff, but it could be fun.
Yep. So that's my rant. I know it's a little, it's not light, but it's seriously, people, there's no traffic. You don't need to drive unless you can't resist.
Well, it's kind of hard when the roads are opened up like that.
I guess. But I read that the CHP pulled somebody over doing 117.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was immediate, you know, hook up and gone. But apparently they got a ticket and were sent on their
really?
Way. I guess even the CHP has no fucks to give.
Mm.
But, you know, whatever.
I
figured if any, I had heard, and this is just what I had heard, that if you were pulled over for doing more than a hundo, you were immediately hooked up and taken to jail.
Reckless driving.
Yeah, exactly.
Consider reckless driving, right? But I actually have a CHP Highway Patrol story.
Okay.
You know, I got pulled over for registration tags.
Yeah, well, rightfully so. You didn't pay your shit, man.
Well, yeah. We.
Sorry, Pam.
It was a lot of stuff going on. But anyway, so I had the fix-it ticket that needed to be signed.
Right.
And I live here by the park. And there was not one, not two, not three, seven freaking cop cars going up for a convention in the park. I don't know what was going on. No lights, no sirens, just went up into the park. So I was talking to you on the phone.
Right, right.
Right? And I said, dude, they got to turn around and come back out because it's one way in, one way out. And I'm like, I'm going to get this shit signed off right now.
It's like a rampart thing.
Yeah. So the first cop car to come back out like 15 minutes later was a rookie.
Uh-huh.
And I flagged him down, and he passes me. They just give me the wave, right? There was a lady in the right seat that was a veteran, 15 years with San Jose. And this rookie's driving, and she's like, hey, he's flagging you down. And so he flips on his lights and turns around, you know, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. You know, so they pull up.
Hook you up, man.
Yeah, they pull up in front of my house, and I'm like, hey, I got this fix-it ticket. I need you to sign it off. And he's like, oh, okay.
Settle! Shit!
And so she gets out. You know, the veteran gets out, and of course she's got her hand on the gun, and I'm like, hey, how long you been with San Jose? And she goes, 15 years. And I go, oh, awesome. Thanks for your service and everything. And she goes, yeah, I'm going to let the rookie take care of this one.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
She was kind of laughing, right? And so he went out and, you know, he's like, oh, well, I got to check the numbers and everything. And so he did, and everything was legit.
Perfect.
And signed off. So I'm like, hey, thanks a lot. And I said, hey, I appreciate you guys. And this was right at the beginning of this COVID thing before things got shut down. And I go, hey, man, thanks for your guys' service and everything. And I go, how are you surviving during this COVID thing, you know? And this, like I say, this is before shit hit the fan.
Right.
And they're like, you know, hey, we're just, you know, doing our thing, keeping our distance and trying to serve the public. And I'm like, well, thank you guys. And I said, good luck in the future, not knowing that shit was going to get so real. Oh, but anyway, thank you, officer, that signed off my fix-it ticket and
saved you a trip.
Paid the $25 and... There you go. And
did you have to go to the DMV for that?
No. You mail it in with the ticket signed off. And yeah, freaking more California bullshit. Can't wait to get out of this state, Chris. I really can't.
Might be sooner rather than later.
Oh, it will be soon. It will be soon.
Look at that.
Nevada, here I come.
Woohoo! Yeah, you're not allowed.
No.
Nevada's closed.
No, Nevada's open and
all right. Well, that's my rant, and that's your story.
You got anything else here? How long have you been going? This is good. This has been a much better than the last podcast.
We're here at the
home studio. We got Lorenzo. We've got alcohol.
Drinking wine.
We killed a bottle of wine, St. Cypre 14 Napa Valley Cab.
Sweet.
So
I'm going to go home and wrench on my shit.
Are you really?
I'm going to.
No, you need to. Because I don't want to do this podcast next week, and you go, oh, no, I didn't.
No, I'm going to get that compressor installed.
You should. You already know where it's going.
Oh, I know exactly where it's going.
Speaking
of that, I know, and I meant to contact. Did you listen to the Snail Trail's last podcast where they were talking about the somebody that needed a Vire?
I haven't gotten that far.
I got to give Tyler a call.
They drop two a week. I can't keep up right now.
Well, but I've got a Vire that, you know, I don't know what they want it for, but I need it back once I pull it out. They need one for, I guess, the hookup for the Morphlate or something. I don't know.
I have a Vire as well that came out of the buggy.
Is it a 350, 400, 450? 750 milliliter?
I don't know. No, it's not. It's
a 44, it's, 45, whatever it takes.
It's a pretty good size one, but I replaced it with the Twin Air.
Yeah, no, that's what I got. Did you wire it up, what, 220, 221?
Yeah, exactly, 220. It's wired into 220. I got a freaking big old generator in the back. Jesus, criminy. Wait, I'm worried about how you're going to wire yours up now.
I'm using three-phase power, man.
Do you have air lockers on your...
I've, Jeep really?
Right now? I don't even know, dude. I haven't seen it in forever. I haven't seen it on a trail. I don't know.
You know, every time you're spotting me, do you have lockers? And I say, yeah. Well, you might want to lock them up. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I have ARBs.
You have ARBs front and rear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So
and they work.
And they work. Are they wired up independently so you can turn on just the front or just
negative
the rear?
Ghost Rider.
No, see, we need to rewire that so
you
can do
that. Well, I followed the directions. It said, you know, do this and do this. And it's like, you know, the front doesn't engage unless the rear is engaged. See, that's the ARB instructions.
That's stupid.
Okay, well, there it is.
Okay, we're going to bypass that. So you're going to... So I'm a little concerned with you wiring up this compressor right now.
Well, a three-phase power should be a big concern.
I'm very concerned at this point.
No, I know what I'm doing, but I have to pull those switches out and rejigger them. So it's no big deal.
It's super easy, to bypass that. I get it. I don't know.
I just followed the wiring instructions they told me to follow.
Don't though. I can tell you exactly. I told Tyler how to do it. You need to wire up your lockers so they can be independent.
Yeah,
and you should wire them up with your little headlight dimmer switch deal, like I did.
So you can have a variable pressure going
to them? No, the headlight dimmer switch, so you don't have to use your fingers to turn them on. You just
Talking about the foot switches. Yeah. No, those are great. I wish
that was
the worst thing the manufacturers ever did, taking the high beam switch off.
So you put like your front on the left and your rear on the right. Okay, and then you could just hit those buttons and you're hands-free.
And the third one's your high beam.
Gives you an opportunity to hold your beverage while you're wheeling. You got one hand on the wheel, one hand on your beverage, and you can...
Non-alcoholic beverage, right?
Well, I'm just saying. Whatever you do.
On that note...
All right, let's get your shit wired properly.
Yes, sir. Okay. So how do people get a hold of us?
They already know, because they've been listening to us for a while.
Oh, yeah?
But they need to tell their friends.
Tell a friend.
And they need to write a review so they can get a sticker.
Sticker.
5-star review.
That's right.
And we'll send you a sticker. And that's at Wheeling Wine and Whiskey. Right there on the Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Of course, Apple Podcasts.
Yes, sir.
You could write your review there.
That's the only place I think you can write reviews.
Is it really?
I've never seen any other location. I mean, as far as, because we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, we're on Google, but
yeah,
they don't seem to have a facility for writing reviews, which is kind of weird.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I'll dig into that a little bit more.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, write a review, get a sticker.
And,
5-star review.
And DM Wheeling Wine and Whiskey on Instagram, and I will send you a sticker with your... You got to send me your address in order to send you a sticker.
And we won't share that.
No, we don't share. We're very secure here. Very, very safe, secure. We wipe all our computers down with Clorox.
128-bit encryption?
Yeah, and the encryption is insane here.
And since Lorenzo's
it's so
not
bad
drink,
that Lorenzo can't even get on the internet.
Lorenzo doesn't drink anymore, so he's fully encrypted.
Which is good, because he's doing much better. He lost a lot of weight. He looks good. He feels good.
Can see his ribs.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing.
It's a good ribs.
He's going to get some pizza tonight, some homemade pizza. So
ribs.
So, yeah, check us out, WheelingWineAndWhiskey.com. Chris at WheelingWineAndWhiskey.com and Jason at WheelingWineAndWhiskey.com. What are you laughing at?
I'm just thinking, get in my belly.
Oh, yeah.
Baby back, baby back, baby back.
Wow. Going off on a crazy tangent.
All right. That's it?
All right. Let's get the Clorox out and wipe everything down and put everything away.
Hell yeah.
Till next week.
Sweet. Till next week, we're out.